Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is John Gary, live in Chicago, Illinois. Greetings, how are you? A pono, 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 whatever that means. I'm flashing my devil sign, and actually, people like that. It's interesting. I just got a message from Lori Gale. And we had a, not we, a me, oh, I had a response from Aquarius, Colorado. I'm looking forward to, hopefully I can hear from him today. But he did send a kind of a response video for what I sent recently. And it was really kind of an FU, you know, message. And Lori Gale, she really liked that. She said, oh, I love the FU. I love the FU part. And then she sends me a message a few minutes ago saying how, you know, I'm rude or I'm this, I'm that. Wow, that's interesting. Anyway, let's not get to that just yet. Let's go, if you're new to Flat Earth, then we go over the 200 proofs, which are really boring. So we'll go over two, because I just looked at them real quick. I think we're up to number four or five, maybe six, I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Earth is flat. Anyway, here's number seven, Eric Dubay. It says, surveyors, engineers, and architects are never required to factor the supposed curvature of the Earth into their projects. Canals, railways, bridges, and tunnels, for example, are always cut and laid horizontally, often over hundreds of miles without any allowance for curvature. So apparently, surveyors, engineers are building huge projects on Earth, and they're never taking into account the curvature of the Earth. You see any problem with that? Okay, that's a proof. I agree with it. Number eight, the Suez Canal, which would be one of those projects connecting the Mediterranean with the Red Sea, is 100 miles long without any locks, making the water an uninterrupted continuation of the two seas. When constructed, the Earth's supposed curvature was not taken into account. Dug along a horizontal datum line 26 feet below sea level, passing through several lakes from one sea to the other, with the datum line and water surface running perfectly parallel over the 100 miles. So what does that mean? It means as flat as could be. All right, that's what that means. And I agree with that one. You know, until anyone can show curvature somewhere, over and over, it looks to me from what I see, pictures, these facts, supposed facts. The pictures I see from Earth, it looks flat. You know, NASA can show us all these pictures from space. I don't believe any of them. So, once again, the globe, I don't even take that. I believe you have zero evidence of a globe. So it'd be interesting if you could find any proof. Could you come up with a number seven or number eight? Well, we got 192 to go. So I gave you seven and eight. You want to come on and debate whether or not the Earth is flat. You're welcome too. It looks like we need a lot of people. I'm starting to think that the only people in Flat Earth, Masons, Shills, actors, you're in a container over here, and actually I'm starting to feel more alone. I'm starting to think, wow, there really are a lot of these Satanists running around, and they're defending one another. You know, even when you catch them red-handed, they want to say, oh, that's not it, that's not it. Oh, that, you know, I mean, Mark Sargent was crucified for some little gang-banging Masonic flashing on his chair there. And no one's going to tell me about what I've at least uncovered that little pyramid sign. And it has been enough. It's been kind of my craft of my channel. I mean, I've seen, we've got Hitler throwing it down. And as I've said on this channel, and I've tried to prove that. I just don't have the time to keep going, but I have put two videos out on World War II was an inside job. And, oh, they really don't like that one. That one's, they really don't want you to know that one. They have all these, you know, videos out, you know, put out by the, you know, by the Black Sun there. That makes Germany look better, but, and makes Churchill worse, but it's a lot deeper than that. It's the same thing. It's the Freemasons running the game. They were running it with Hitler, and they're running it now. Nothing's changed. It's the same group of clowns, and we got it going on in the flat earth too. Got a lot of, starts from the top, and I don't know what that biblical quote is about the, what fruit is around you, something I'm sure your Bible thumpers will know, but who surrounds you, and so who are you defending? You're not coming, oh, Jazz, that's very interesting how you just covered for your guy Caveman 44, caught red-handed. And you can't just sit there and just say, oh, no, that's not what happened. Oh, that's just, those are just signs that I don't know. Those, I didn't see anything. Oh, I didn't see anything. Come on, man. You're a powerful force, the way you talk and such. You have control of this little group. You know, I'm going to call it the town square from now on. All you need is a compass, you know what I mean? So, and to get to, let's start. Okay, let's go to Flat Earth Drama, because that's one of the things I always thought was fun to talk about. So it came out. Eventually, I'm sure I was going to bang heads with someone, so we've done it. I've done it. I don't know. I wish I could say we. That would be Barry White. That's I'm thinking Barry White right now is we. Someone that's come in and chimed in. But I'm not sure how I feel about this right now, because the more I look at this, the more I realize I'm probably wasting my time. Not that I'm going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere, but I got to think more about myself too. So I was always a lot of people have had that idea their whole lives that they worried much more about themselves than others. And I think one of the reasons I'm out here is because I care about others. And I'm not getting paid. I'm not one of these guys that doesn't have a job. I'm a cab driver. So will that tell you how much the powers that be have brought me up into this world? And all this white privilege that I see on Aquarius Colorado's page. The white supremacy, the white privilege, right? Thomas Sott News. And I'm imagining, I would just have to imagine that Thomas Sott is Jewish, and Aquarius Colorado is probably Jewish. And, you know, you try to wrangle with these guys, and, you know, white privilege. Flat Earth asshole saying stuff like, oh, white guys are cutting the checks in the industry, the music industry. Well, that's interesting. The adults, eh? Conversation. It's funny how we don't get to it. Okay, so here we go. Let's see. We have someone calling, and that's good. Hi there. I believe you're on. Go ahead. Are you on, sir? Are you just here to listen, or are you calling in for anything, or can you hear me? All right, that was fun. If you call in and I push the button, you can talk if you want to. All right. So run. All right, that's 11 minutes gone. All right, let's start with Jack Sinclair. You come out, you defend, I present evidence that we have this Freemason. We all know that these Freemasons pretty much have betrayed society for probably thousands of years, these secret societies. They've run the show. They kill by the millions. World War II, let's put it even more, let's really make it hot. Jewish power slaughtered, ran World War I, World War II to create Israel and the United Nations. And they're running the show. They run the banks. They run the media. They run the whole thing. And the Freemasons are all indoctrinated and put in as little their other hidden soldiers. And they're Satanists. And I'm starting to realize, wow, there's a lot of these little Satanists running around as well. No different than this flat earth. We have all these vegans. Let me explain something about these vegans or whatever the hell they are. They talk a game like, oh yes, they're so spiritual, and like giving an example for Aquarius Colorado, he comes out and calls himself the Guardians. I imagine the Guardians. This is what I'm just gonna imagine, so we can have a conversation if this is indeed true or not true, or you want to argue with it or whatever. But you vegans, I think you're dangerous. And you see all of a sudden a pattern here going on. These vegans, vegans, vegans. And I don't think it's too far off from this satanic little culture. You little devil horn throwing, little pan throwing, peace sign throwing things here. Seems to be a lot of you vegans in this flat earth because you're so awake, right? So they're the guardians of the animals. And what does that mean? They want you dead. Okay? If you're a human being, you're listening right now, they want you dead. And they're going right along with this little con game. And they kill by the millions. So when I see these Satanists discovered and I pass it off, I actually think that's good. I don't want to see humanity killed by the millions. I just want to see them educated slowly. And I think if there wasn't such a Ponzi scheme have been run by the Jewish mafia at the top with their money game that they've been playing, now they're left in a bad spot. Or it's just on purpose. When you feed a bunch of people with fake money and you give them fake energy, and then you realize, well, we're running out of dough here, and the Ponzi scheme's over, then you got to get rid of them. What are you going to do with them? You created a bunch of retards, and now with your fake money, you're just playing games to build your, surround yourself with your gang of killers and gangbanging expressor, signal expressors and such, whatever. I detest you, okay? I detest you. I don't like you. Understand? You are a part of that group. You are cancer to me, okay? I'm the good guy. I'm exposing, and I have a heart, you see. Aquarius Colorado comes on, and he's leaning toward the moon and how he's so he has this he connects with more of the evil side. I know I have an evil side and a beautiful side to me, and I lean on the beautiful side. I try to be as nice as I can be, and I think that reflects in the language. I don't swear. I don't F you this, F you that. I'm a But I know where that dark energy is. I can get it, Mr. Pluto. I can activate it just like you. I played sports. I know how to activate it. Okay? And I can tell you, there wasn't weapons that, well, let's not even get all aggressive here, any more aggressive. So you understand, right? Right? They come across, oh, they're so light. They're the bearers of the light, and they're so nice. They want you dead, and they work as a team, and they've been doing it. I'm starting to think it's generational. They've been passing it down one generation to the other forever and ever. Now you're freaking surrounded. You're surrounded in the flat earth. If you are not one of them, this is a total setup, just as it is a total setup at the top. And when you catch them, they don't even catch anyone up there. When you look up at the Bernie Sanders, Trump crowd, they don't even catch anybody anymore. Has anyone been caught for anything that you know of? And even down here, when you catch them, they all come running to the defense of them. And, oh, they don't like that Jewish subject, do they? Really don't like that one. They don't want to talk about that one. That's for the senior center. Yeah, you see? That's getting to reality. That's when you know you've had a Fed chairman that was Jewish for the last 30 years that's run the Fed. That's when you realize that the Jewish mafia controls the media. You can look at the head of Flat Earth and you can see what's there. But that's for adult. No, that's not for the adults. That's for the senior center. Now, you guys can go on and on with your Mandela effect and your channeling and your ghosts and your, I don't know, your slap-happy comic book stuff. And that's all good. You guys are having a good time. I kind of thought it was kind of cool. You know, whatever. You guys are having a good time. You're in the square. You're looking for your compass. And, you know, I wanted kind of to be involved, maybe, but I will, you know, I'm not. It's just probably best I sit out here on the edge and just throw a few stones. That's I don't think until like there's a crowd, and maybe we can throw a bigger stone, but. I'm not going to dedicate myself to this. This is, I'll just do what I can. And, but I wouldn't trust anyone in this little community. Anyone. I see darkness. So, that starts with Eric Dubé, Matt Powerland wearing his orange shirt and throwing gang signs, and I suppose he wasn't throwing them either. Yeah. Those, all those 666s and everything. They just, the orange shirt, there was no correlation there. But they'll come to the defense, it looks like, of if you discover one of them. It's this whole thing is a psyop, absolutely. And I'm not in it. I'm in it, but I'm not in that. So, but Caveman was, and I can tell you why. Caveman was, he came out, did a few videos, and he didn't have a single comment for his first five videos. He got on the show, I think, after five videos. He put out maybe 15 minutes. The first four of his videos were, you know, 3 minutes each, or whatever, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Gone 15 minutes worth of content, and now he's on a Hot Potato Show. Doesn't have a single comment on his videos, and now he's on Hot Potatoes. And if Patricia Steer was so impressed with Mr. Caveman, then wouldn't she have just said, dropped him a little note, hello, hey, I like what you said, I was here, recognize them. But no, didn't do that, not until after the show or the day of the show. So what's going on there? You love someone so much, and but you don't make a comment until the day you have them on the show. It's having such a big effect out on the flat earth community. Doesn't have a single comment yet. And now he's a hot potato. I saw the Cornell t-shirt too, Mr. Caveman. I don't know. Is that Ivy League? I grew up near that Yale stuff. And I went to UConn, and every time we played Yale, I had a little extra for them. I never liked that whole Ivy League thing from the get-go. even though someone in my family was close to it. And not blood, but well, there was blood that worked there actually too, but just as like a trainer or something, nothing. Probably minimum wage job or something. I don't even know what it was. But I never liked that whole Ivy League thing. So Mr. Caveman, yeah, and then he comes out, and then, of course, he's going to bring the Mandela effect. Okay, let me give you the view on the Mandela effect. If they bring out the Mandela effect, that's like an alarm bell for Shill City. Okay, they're just trying to play games with your mind about how you can't memorize stuff. They're changing stuff magically. You know, your videos at home, they've been locked under under key, but now they're changed. These powers above are so strong. They can just change your videos, change the lines, change. You can't be sure of anything. That is a satanic trick. And I get that from Mark Passio, a former Satanist. And I'll just go with what, and which I, you know what, I don't trust him anymore either. But I don't trust anyone in the alternative community anymore. No, none of these guys, if they can't discover the earth is flat, then that's a tip-off right there. And what's taking them so long? So they're all in on it. And then you have, obviously, this has been, we've got a whole group here. Now, Earth, as John Cumby said, that this is a big topic. And they're not going to just, like, Jazz St. Clair says, oh, yeah, there's no one, he doubts there are any shills in this little community. That's interesting. And that's just naive. I wouldn't be the person like to kind of promote. I'm not going to say, oh, you should watch the Patricia Steer show. That would be a great thing to do. I don't really care. You could learn something, I'm sure. But that, I'm not going to be like all friendly, doing patty cakes with Patty. Nah, that's not going to happen. That's too clear to see. The whole thing's been a game. You have Mark Sargent, he's taking his shirt off. That's all staged. He released it. Come on. He released that himself. He's throwing his little Masonic stuff out, and Sasha's throwing devil horns. And they're just having fun with us. I'm just playing around, laughing. It's funny, isn't it? Real funny. So anyway, all you adults, I don't see any of you. You're such adults. You're so willing to go at it, aren't you? So I said I'd be here. I'm here. Where are you, Mr. Aquarius Colorado? Where's your Pluto spirit? Where's your evil devil horn spirit? The light is here. Just waiting. You know, I've been through a lot of spiritual practice myself, just through meditation and being around some nice people in California, let's put it that way. But they were overindulged in the love and the light, and I think I got a little carried away with that. But I think you got a little carried away the other way. I see you as dark, and you can call yourself light as much as you want. And you, it's funny how you talk about, Mr. Aquarius, how you talk about running programs as if you have none of your own. Interesting. The whole herd goes to the right, but you say something like, oh, but I have to go to the left. It's in my nature. It's in your Neanderthal brain. Right, exactly. You just go with your bottom feeding brain, right? That's where you're going to go. Everyone's going to go up, but no, but you're, because you're an Aquarius, or you're a Capricorn, and the stars are rotating this way, and you were born on this natal path, natal point where you were near a marijuana field, and it's so in tune with who you are about smoking your dope and getting away from reality. And it's it's you're not running any programs at all, not you. No, not Aquarius. No, with this star alignment, maybe I should get up at 4 a.m. or I don't know. I didn't feel in tune. I don't think you know what is in tune. But I'm willing to talk to you. I'm here. Everything you got, I'm ready for whatever you got intellectually, spiritually. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm not flashing any gang signs. And I wouldn't be proud of that. Okay? Lori Gale, what are you? Oh, she's clapping. I loved it when you said F you to him. I loved it. Oh, yeah, you got all warm. Oh, I loved it. You loved it, right? You can see her comment, Fear and Divide, Caveman 444 on Aquarius, Colorado. Go look at her comments. Oh, she loves the F you. She loves it. Sounds like a real bell worshiper, a channeler of some sort. So, anyway, that's for you, Lori. Conspiracy mystic, yeah, you go on and you knit a star. I can't stand that star. Okay, I can't stand that symbol of the star. Okay, so and you flash your little signs. You think it's so funny. Ah, it's so funny as the millions of people are killed. Right, Germans are just slaughtered. Right? Isn't that fun? That millions and millions of Jews took over Russia and slaughtered 50 million people. That was funny, wasn't it? Wasn't that cool when that star was marching around Russia? Wasn't it fun when that star was marching around Europe? When that beast Hitler was running around? And of course, it was the Jews that were the victims. Of course, never have they ever done anything wrong. Nothing. According to Thomas Sott News, 50 million people dead in Russia by the Jewish mafia, and no one knows of it. Conspiracy mystic is a Mandela effect. She wants you to understand that you could forget everything. You don't. They change things. Yeah, right. Bunch of nonsense. Mandela effect. You see these people? Okay? And they're all connected. They all, like, they know each other. They got their numbers going. I don't know how they're, what type of truly network this is. Can't be good. So I expect more dislikes than likes. And that's the way I accept that. I've always been kind of a, I've been a little bit against this. So Caveman 444, let's see what we can say about him. He went to a Bernie rally, and in the end, he says, "Oh, I wouldn't feel bad if Bernie was elected." How could someone say something like that? I mean, how dumb do you have to be? A career politician, part of the Jewish mafia, Jewish himself. Does he talk about getting rid of that money system, that illegal banking system? There's the heart of it right there. We the people need to run our own money. Government prints it. Don't need to be backed by gold. They own all the gold now. They seized it all. I'd rather it was backed by hot dogs or steak. All right, steak sandwiches for all you vegans. All right, and I kind of get, some of the positive value off of all of that. I get that. But you don't slaughter millions of people, which I know that's your ultimate goal. You guys will all worship that. You'll be going into one of your frenzies, dancing,